coming up.
It's a video game match made in heaven. Call of Duty meets Candy Crush. It's a huge buyout. Find out what it means for the gaming world coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. Candy Crush game maker King Digital just scored a nice $5.9 billion buyout from Activision Blizzard. These are the folks behind popular games such as Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. And joining the Tech News Briefing now for some insight is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Needleman. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
My pleasure.
So let's break it down one by one. This is obviously a marriage that makes sense for both companies. Let's start with Activision Blizzard. Why does this make sense for them?
Well, Activision has mostly been making games in the PC and console space. It only has a handful of mobile titles. And although I would say Hearthstone is an example of one that's been pretty popular, for the most part, it's not a leader in mobile games. That is something that King specializes in. So it will gain access to King's strategies for attracting users, retaining users, and getting them to open up their wallets.
Right. Makes sense. And on the flip side, why is this buyout appealing for King Digital?
Well, King's a smaller company, so it certainly gets the bigger resources of being part of a large enterprise such as Activision. Activision is an iconic game company that has a wealth of intellectual property, so there are plenty of opportunities there for King to use some of those iconic titles like Pitfall and Kaboom, perhaps to develop mobile titles. And certainly there's a very different fan base for Activision. So King's user base tends to skew toward casual female gamers,
right,
whereas Activision has those really hardcore gamers. It is not as it leans more towards male, though it's half, for the most part, 50-50. Whereas King is really just dominated by women,
right,
customers.
Normally, the risks of integration are pretty big in creative businesses. Is this something that is of concern for either company?
Well, keep in mind that King is going to be continuing to operate independently.
Okay.
And that's the case with Blizzard Entertainment. So Activision Blizzard really separates itself between those two entities, and that the same will be the case with King Digital. It's going to retain its top executives, and it will operate independently just like it does today.
And you mentioned earlier how mobile growth seems to be a big component here. Do you think that we can see, you know, as we're, the mobile world kind of takes over, can we see more of this?
Well, you know, Activision and King Digital were not too specific on their plans going forward. King did say it intends to launch three new mobile titles by the end of 2016. It wasn't clear. It's probably not Activision's IP. I believe these games have been in the works for a while. But it's certainly possible we'll see a more diverse offering, and King definitely hinted that it's looking to branch out beyond the match three genre that it's been so prevalent in so far. It's important to keep in mind that the mobile gaming market is very, very crowded. It's very competitive. Only a fraction of mobile gamers make any in-game purchases, and the vast majority of mobile games today are free to play with the in-app purchase as the way they monetize, although some also do advertising. That's not something King Digital does anymore. That's something they did away with in 2013. So the ability to get customers to open up their wallets, or gamers rather, is really important, in, at least among these companies.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things evolve from here. Sarah Needleman, thanks so much for the time today.
My pleasure.
And there doesn't seem to be much argument here. The boards of both companies unanimously approved the deal. The acquisition is expected to be completed by spring of 2016. And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.